the Lord help us to commence this morning by singing the first four verses of hymn 776. We'll hope to sing the remaining verses for our middle hymn. Hymn 776, the first four verses. Let us all with grateful praises celebrate the happy day when the lovely, loving Jesus first partook of human clay. When the heavenly host assembled, gazed with wonder from the sky, angels joyed and devils trembled, neither fully knowing why. Hymn 776, the first four verses.
read together from the sacred scriptures the word of God, reading from the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, reading down to verse 20. The gospel according to Luke chapter 2, the first 20 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his holy word, and help us now as we would come before him in prayer. Most holy and almighty Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Triune Jehovah, we are found gathered here this morning to come to worship Thee on this day that we especially remember the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world, God manifest in the flesh. Oh, might it be made known unto us, and may we also by faith go even unto Bethlehem, and all to enter in and to behold Jesus only. Oh, what a blessed time it would be if we might be blessed with that sight by faith of the sweet babe of Bethlehem. Almighty God, manifest in the flesh, to behold Him who came to save His people from their sins. Oh, might it be our eternal mercy to be found amongst the people of God, for whom the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save. Oh, to save uttermost sinners. Lord, if we know anything of ourselves, if we know anything of the truth, we know that we are sinners. We have sinned against God. We have broken Thy holy law, and we have not obeyed Thy commandments. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed, sins of commission and sins of omission. Oh, what guilty, fallen, vile, hell-deserving sinners we are, that we can do nothing to save ourselves, nothing to redeem ourselves. But oh, Lord, we would not pour not on ourselves too long, because truly it sinks us lower. But oh, to look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power, and to behold in the Lord Jesus the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, to behold in Him the mighty Saviour, oh, the merciful Saviour, the gracious Saviour, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. Oh, grant to us each that need of the Lord Jesus, and from the time that He was born to the time that He died, and the time that He rose again and then ascended up on high, and now at the right hand of the Father in glory above, this same Jesus. Oh, this same Jesus, that little babe at Bethlehem. Oh, may we know what true worship is. Think of those wise men who came all that way and would not and could not be satisfied until they had found Him, and in finding Him, fell down and worshipped Him. Oh Lord, we have no gifts, as it were, as the gold, frankincense of myrrh. But oh, may we be found with those hearts. Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it from Thy courts above. Oh, take us unto Thyself. And may we be found amongst the living family of God, for whom the Lord Jesus came, suffered, bled and died, laid down His life a ransom. Oh, to save His people. May we ever remember the purpose of our Lord Jesus coming, and grant us that saving knowledge. Oh, to know him, my Lord, my God, my Saviour, my Redeemer, my all in all. And like those shepherds of whom we read, as they returned back, they were praising and glorifying God. Now, Lord, would it please thee to remember us here, those in the chapel and others who may listen in, and grant us, Lord, such a favourable time of that sight by faith of the Lord Jesus. And may there be that blessing. Oh, may there be that token for good. Oh, may there be that favour from on high. May there be that wrought of God even in our hearts, that we might return praising and glorifying God. Of a hymn writer Joseph Hart in another hymn, "What think ye of Christ is the test?" Oh, to know the true meaning of Christmas, not to be taken up in the things of this world, oh, but to be taken up with the sweet babe of Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus. What think ye of Christ? Oh, may he be to us the one thing needful. Oh, may he be the altogether lovely. And oh, to be enabled to say that my beloved is mine, and I am his. And we think of Mary there holding, cradling the Lord Jesus. Oh, may faith be given that we might hold thee. Oh, Lord, to embrace thee. But oh, as again another hymn, while Mary held him up, so he yet held up heaven and earth. And may we know what it is to be in thy hands, safe in the hands of Jesus. None shall pluck them out of my hands. O Lord, who grant us that good hope through grace, of being found numbered amongst the living family of God, to know our sins forgiven for Jesus' sake. So, Lord, remember each one, from the youngest, the little babes, right through to the eldest. And, O Lord, do touch the hearts of each one. Command thy blessing, prosper thy word, and glorify thy name. So, Lord, do remember each one in all their various circumstances, their pathway and situations. We would especially remember those who were poorly and laid aside in sickness and affliction. Would it please thee, Lord, to lay thy healing hand upon such, to raise them up again and to sanctify these things. Do, Lord, remember those who are lonely, are sad, and we think of those in bereavement. Oh, do comfort their hearts and grant to them a special help at this time of year. But thou remainest. Oh, Lord, do remember any in distress, in trouble, any who are bowed down and cast down through various things. Oh, Lord, do be their helper and undertake for them. Lord, do remember the dear children, the young people. We pray that they may be taught of God and taught their need of the Lord Jesus to save them from their sins. And do keep them, Lord, from all error and false doctrines and the lies of men. Or may they be truly taught of God. So, Lord, do remember this cause of truth and be with them here. Bless them here. And prosper thy word. Remember all the gatherings of thy people this day, and those, Lord, who have nowhere to gather, no one to gather with. Oh, remember them. Remember thy servants who may be taking services, and with the Lord's Day before us on the morrow, O do grant much help. Remember thy people worldwide, and those who seek to remember thee on this day. O Lord, do remember the persecuted, suffering Church of God, who do not have the favours and privileges that we have, that thou art able to go to them and to bless them and to undertake for them. Remember those who are in great affliction and great distress, and, O Lord, appear unto them. Have mercy, O Lord, upon our guilty land and nation. O, remember us at this time. Lord, rule and overrule in all things. And may there yet be a turning to thee, O, to be brought to true repentance, that turning from evil ways. We pray for our rulers, our leaders, Lord, rule over them, and raise up such with a fear of God in our hearts. Do remember our Queen in her great age. O, touch her heart. O, bless her with thy gospel grace. And remember also the heirs to the throne. Remember them for good. We would be thankful for every blessing and every favour, and that we have much to be thankful for. Oh, bless us each with truly thankful hearts. Lord, on this day of giving and receiving, we would know that true thankfulness for those who have kindly given, and the love and kind spirit in which it has been given. But, O Lord, may we know that true thankfulness. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and to as many as received him. O, might we be found with those who receive him, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, grant us that faith to believe the word of God, written and incarnate. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Lord, hear our poor prayer, and go before us each now. Lord, do grant us a favourable time, if Jesus be but here. Come, Lord Jesus, make one in our midst, and glorify thy name. We ask for thy sake alone, Lord Jesus, and in thy name.
Continue with hymn 776, commencing at verse 5. Go and find the royal stranger, by these signs a babe you'll see, weak and lying in a manger, wrapped and swaddled, that is he. Straight a host of angels glorious, round the heavenly herald throng, uttering in harmonious chorus, airs divine, and this the song. Hymn 776, commencing verse 5.
Thank you.
As the Lord may be pleased to grant his gracious help, I direct our prayerful attention to the chapter we read together from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This being the song of praise of the heavenly host that had come down from heaven on that memorable night. The ministry of angels, this would be the third, perhaps the fourth time that an angel came down from heaven. At first it was to Zacharias in the temple as he offered up incense unto God, and that angel came down and appeared and told him that his wife Elizabeth would be with child. And that child, of course, would be John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, a little while later, another angel coming from heaven, this time unto Mary, who would be seen as the mother of the Lord Jesus, to tell her, though a virgin, she would be with child. And that child would be conceived of the Holy Ghost, and that child would be the Saviour, the Messiah. All the long-awaited the promises which are given throughout the whole of the Old Testament now coming to pass, and Mary had been chosen of God to bear that child. And then again, Joseph. We do not read perhaps of an appearance of an angel, but in a vision, in a dream, as he feared to take Mary with child, but the Lord assured him it was of the Holy Ghost, fear not to take unto thee Mary. And also thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And up until this night at Bethlehem, we just think of Joseph and Mary pondering these things, Mary now with child, and they believed, and whether they kept it to themselves, of course, Mary went to Elizabeth, who also would believe, and no doubt with Zacharias. But to think there in her womb was the Messiah, the Christ. They must have wondered, they must have pondered and meditated upon these things and concerning that child. God moves in a mysterious way, ways in which at times we may struggle, we may wonder why. Well, if we're blessed with faith, then we're to walk by faith and not by sight. And very, very often that faith is tried. Now, as Mary is now great with child, it cannot now be long when a child should be brought forth, then that decree from Caesar, the edict, that all the world should be taxed. And that meant to Joseph and Mary, because he was of the lineage of David, that they had to leave Nazareth, where they were living, and go all the way down to Bethlehem. And Mary, great with child, she knew it wouldn't be long, and it may have been a very difficult, arduous journey. They must have wondered why the Lord had permitted this. Unless, of course, it had been revealed to them of the scriptures that Christ would be born at Bethlehem. But we leave that. And coming to Bethlehem, it would appear naturally speaking, crowds of people there, and there was nowhere for them to go. No room in the inn. Oh, how well spoken are the hearts of so many. No room for the Lord Jesus. Unless the Lord Jesus enters in. And it would appear that the only place they could find is what we would call a stable. And on that very night, Christ was born. God manifest in the flesh. The first two to ever see him, of course, Mary and Joseph. And as they look at that tiny newborn babe, and we would be very careful with language, but the Lord Jesus was a real man, a real babe, in that sense, weak and helpless, so dependent upon his mother for loving care and attention. But there in that babe was Almighty God. Bow down sense and reason, faith only reign here. And I'm sure as Mary, perhaps Joseph, looked at that tiny little babe, there to behold their Lord and their Saviour. May the Lord grant us like precious faith. And at that time, there were these shepherds out in their fields watching over their flocks by night. We feel sure that it was so quiet, it was so still. And then all of a sudden, the appearance of an angel. And great terror came upon those shepherds, of course, never seen anything like it before. And yet the first words of this angel, fear not. Fear not. I know I just slightly digress, but the Lord is so kind, so tender, so full of compassion. There are times when perhaps we are full of terror and sore afraid at certain things. And oh, when the dear Lord comes and speaks, fear not. Fear not. Perhaps one this morning needs a fear not. We're so fearful, so troubled, so frightened. But fear not. For behold, I bring you glad good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Not in Jerusalem, not in the palace, not with all the various servants and attentions such a royal babe would have been considered with, but in Bethlehem, and not in the rich man's house, not even in any house, not even in the inn. This shall be a sign unto you, this is where you shall find him, in humility, matchless condescension. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And I'm sure as they went by faith. And the Lord directed them. We know that with the wise men, the star shone above the place where the Lord Jesus was. But these were led by the Holy Spirit. And they were led forth by the right way. And all seeking the Lord Jesus. Oh, perhaps there are some longing for this. You to be personally applied. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find. Oh, dear seeking souls, ye shall find. Ye who long to find him, to know him, and to behold in him your Saviour, ye shall find, being led by the Spirit, ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. He led them forth by the right way to find the Lord Jesus. and there, in wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then suddenly, all in a moment, not one angel, but a multitude of a heavenly host. Whether it was all the angels from heaven, we're not told, but a multitude, perhaps filling the dark sky with brightness. Oh, such a light shone. What a sight this must have been to those shepherds, to behold this multitude of a heavenly host had all come down from heaven and were praising God. All the angels in glory incessantly are praising God, worshipping God, singing forth God's praises, falling down and worshipping Him, their Lord, their God. And hear this song. Oh, very short in amongst the words, but how profound, how deep, how wonderful. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Whether these words were repeated again, we must leave, but to hear those angels singing the praises of God, oh, to hear that harmonious song of those angels, that great multitude, as they were praising God at a time they would never, ever forget, those shepherds, such a sight. But then, after the angels returned to heaven, and it all would have gone quiet again, then they go to Bethlehem, and they enter into that stable, and they find Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. There were no angels present at that time. There was no outer glory of the dark sky being filled with light. But they had that sight of the Lord Jesus, the Saviour. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And they looked down upon that tiny little babe, and I'm sure they believed. Oh, they believed, this is He. This is He. This is the Christ. This is the Messiah. Thou long expected Jesus has now come. We have that word in Romans 4 concerning the faith of Abraham, that he staggered not through unbelief. And I'm sure these shepherds, such faith was given to them that they staggered not through unbelief, seeing that tiny babe, but seeing there the Messiah, the Christ. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the Westminster Confession of Faith, there is the shorter catechism, which is made up of questions and answers of, well, really the things which we believe are most surely believed among us. They were drawn up by most godly, gracious, well-taught men. The very first question is, what is the chief aim of man upon the earth? What should be the chief aim of man upon the earth? And the answer is very simple: to glorify God. Our whole purpose of being on this earth, in our life, walk, and conversation, should be to glorify God. God created man in His image, And in the image of God, man was perfect, man was upright. And man would glorify God. But we know how man fell. Man sinned. Man lost the image of God. It was destroyed by Satan. And from that time, sinful man has not been able to glorify God. That is until the work of grace is begun. And that soul is born again of the Holy Ghost. And then by the grace that is given, that soul is enabled to glorify God. And yet still with every child of God, there is that old man of sin. And every time we sin, if you will, every time we rebel, every time we murmur, every time we harden our heart, or every time that we turn from God, every time that we worship self, we do not glorify God. We put self first. May the Lord grant us each much grace that we might know what it is to truly glorify God. The Lord Jesus, from the moment he was born to the moment that he died, and also from his resurrection, he glorified God. He never failed at all in any way to glorify God. In John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Glory to God in the highest. And how the Lord Jesus would ever glorify his Father. He would live that sinless life. He would never, ever sin. And to think as a child, as a young person growing up, he never, ever sinned. In all that he thought, in all that he said, in all that he did, and throughout his public ministry, in the miracles and in the teaching and setting forth that perfect example, he would glorify God. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, in the highest. There is no one higher than God. He is in the highest of heavens above. There can be nobody exalted above God. Oh, how Satan tried. And Satan utterly failed. God is in the highest. But the Lord Jesus came down, we might say, to the lowest. Emptied himself of all but love. The Lord Jesus, as we've hinted at already, he didn't come to be born in a royal palace in the royal city. He didn't come to be adorned with such things as those of royalty have. Born in a stable. Born in abject poverty. There was nothing material about the place where the Lord Jesus was born to suggest that he was King of the Jews. He was Christ the Lord. But I was rather struck in what the shepherd said. which the Lord hath made known unto us. O may the Lord make known unto us the glory of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, to behold God manifest in the flesh, and may we also receive that grace to truly glorify God in the highest. We glorify God when we confess our sins, acknowledge our iniquities. Or we glorify God when we come before him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Or we glorify him when we believe his word. We glorify God when we seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Oh, we glorify God when true repentance is given, that we might turn from our evil ways and turn unto God. We glorify God when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in him to be the Saviour and seeking him to be our Saviour. Oh, we glorify God when we are brought to understand the ministry of the Lord Jesus, when we're brought to understand the purpose of his coming, that mission, and what he accomplished. We glorify God when we're found at the foot of a cross, sheltering under the blood, and seeking to be found clothed upon with his righteousness, having no righteousness of our own. Really, the publican glorified God. The Pharisee thought he did, but he only gloried in the flesh. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Where it truly comes from a broken heart, a contrite spirit, is glorifying God. And oh, when faith is given to behold Jesus only, that is to glorify God in the highest. The once crucified, but now risen, ascended Saviour. Oh, to believe in him, to believe his word, to glorify God in the highest, this same Jesus now at the right hand of the Father above. Oh, to glorify God in the highest, that we might be found with him in heaven. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. My peace I give unto you. Oh, and on earth, peace. May we know that true peace from the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus, who grants that measure of peace unto his people who believe in him. And on earth, peace, but then also peace between guilty sinners and an holy God. That middle wall of partition being broken down, the veil of the temple being rent in twain, a new and a living way for sinners to approach unto God, to draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. And on earth, peace. Oh, do we long for that true peace in believing? Oh, may the Lord grant us that true peace. The Lord ever save us from a false peace, a pretended peace, but grant us that true peace. And oh, may the Lord grant us that sight by faith of the Lord Jesus. And oh, to know that peace in believing, that revelation of the Lord Jesus. Yes, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but in me ye shall have peace. Oh, that peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. And then finally, very briefly, goodwill toward men. If you will, gracious favour toward men. The Lord Jesus became a real man. This was God's goodwill toward men. God manifests in the flesh, but a real man, And as a real man, he brought out that robe of righteousness. As a real man, he laid down his life. He bore the sins of his people. Goodwill toward men. Gracious favour. The Lord being very gracious and good and kind unto his people. Toward men. Toward mankind. Satan sought evil will toward God and men. He came to destroy the work of God. He came to destroy mankind. But God, in the person of the Saviour, showed forth his goodwill, his gracious favour toward mankind. I just feel burdened. I must read again there from John chapter 1. And may we be found of those who truly believe. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. May the Lord remember us with a favour that he bears unto his people, to visit us with his salvation. And the Lord grant us that cause to truly praise him in the person of the Saviour, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. To praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all concerned in the salvation of every child of God. And may we from our hearts truly sing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.
Let us now close with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Hymn number 36.
now, may the grace of the Saviour and the love of the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.